Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today we're going to talk about a bunch of things. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about birth control. We're going to talk about, life. Life and the liberty of and pursuit of happiness, you know, something of that nature. I want to get a couple of things going here. Give me one second. I think it's this one. There was a minister in the UK made a comment regarding to the wearing of the mask and being social distancing. But the social distancing wasn't to stop the spread of a virus. So I can get this thing going here. I want to see if this will work. Then a minute there, it'll probably buffer to get going. And as soon as it starts to play, I want you to hear this because it's an interesting, very interesting concept that this guy's talking about here. He makes mention of this social distancing stops the vaccine from spreading. Whoa, wait a minute here. Whoa, time out. I mean, after a year and a half of bullshit, we're going to hear now an official from, I believe, the UK government telling us that we're going to social distance now to stop the spreading of vaccine. You get the impression that perhaps they were training everybody because they knew bloody well that this was going to come down the way it did in regard to, what they were going to do. It never ceases to amaze me. You know, the depths of what we're seeing today in regarding to some of the stuff that we're seeing. And the way it's being presented. Oh, hold on.
Against this disease rests on all of us. This is equally true when it comes to maintaining the rules and social distancing. Social distancing works by denying the vaccine the social contact that it needs to spread. And I want to reiterate...
He wants to reiterate. Let's make this again. Hold on.
Responsibility for the fight back against this disease rests on all of us. This is equally true when it comes to maintaining the rules and social distancing. Social distancing works by denying the vaccine the social contact that it needs to spread. And I want to reiterate...
I got to play it one more time.
The fight back against this disease rests on all of us. This is equally true when it comes to maintaining the rules and social distancing. Social distancing works by denying the vaccine the social contact that it needs to spread. And I want to reiterate...
Hey, we got a pandemic. You know what the pandemic is? It's the shot. It's the injectable. It's the insertion of technology into biology. And now, I had a guy call me today. A customer comes to my store, had this man call me up, and he asked me about the vaccine. And I said to him, he took the shot. He says, what can I do about the shot, and should I take the second shot? And I was beside myself. I said, you took the shot, you don't know what you took, and you want to ask me if you should take the second shot. I'm scratching my head here. So I explained to him, you shouldn't have taken the first shot. They're not even approved. And they're not even a vaccine. He says, what? They're not a vaccine. I said, no, they're a kill switch. He went quiet. I said, there is no pandemic. Look around you. Nobody has, I got into it a little bit with him. They responded, what do you mean? You mean to tell me that all those Americans, half of those Americans are going to be dead and half of Canadians are going to be dead? I said, no, 2/3 of the Americans are going to be dead and half the Canadians are going to be dead. He said, yeah. Went quiet again. I said, this is a kill switch. I said, didn't you pay attention to all the elderly people that they killed off at the very beginning of this? Did you look at the, did you look at anything else other than mainstream, you know, to determine whether or not you should take this? All you did was watch TV. And this is the problem. Canadians have been so brainwashed for so long to watch and believe whatever the television tells them that they have the inability anymore to go out beyond the realm of television to believe and to even conceive of looking for anything else. The bulk of the Canadians. I guess I'm speaking on, because I'm living in Canada and I am Canadian, I'm speaking from that perspective. Most Canadians today will watch the television and even believe some of the elements that the television is telling them as true. They're truisms that they use to manipulate and deceive. That's all they are. Somebody asked me, said something to me the other day. They were saying, oh, Fauci's getting, they're going after Fauci. They're going, I said, they're going, they're not going to do nothing to Fauci. Fauci and Gates have done their job, and now they're quietly removing them from the scene. When you see all this bullshit on television, you know, senator, congressman is going after Fauci, you lied, blah, 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 what'd you tell us this, you know, and you got this, and here's your emails, blah, blah, blah. All that is a distraction. That's all that is. You better look 180 degrees behind you, because while they got you believing that they're actually fighting with Fauci, guy is a very powerful man on the planet, just like Gates, just like Epstein. I don't believe Epstein's dead either. Gates is probably on the island with Epstein, and Fauci's going to join them shortly. They're not going to do anything to these people except make them look like they've been blackballed or prosecuted or whatever, but they will walk scot-free. They have done their duty to serve their constituents in the pharmaceutical industry, in the global regimes, the Committee of 300s, the Club of Rome, the Templars, Rothschilds, Illuminati. They have served their masters well. And that's how you better start looking at this. The theater that you're seeing on television, I see Tucker, you know, and I'm hearing Tucker talking, and he's making all kinds of comments. All I see with him, honestly, is he is placating a role to act like he is the voice of the general population, to keep everybody in a state of outrage. But at the same time, he's distracting you, because that is what television does. It's a distraction. It's a weapon. So when you see these things going on, you can bet your ass that these guys will never see the light of day in a jail. Never. Never. They're too powerful, too. Look, Epstein had more crap on everybody in the whole planet. Everybody and their mother had gone to their island, his island. So I don't believe for 1 minute he's dead. I believe he's probably doing his thing, but he's doing it undercover. Or underground, you know. And Gates is slowly disappearing. You know, you don't see Silly Billy out there anymore. He is out there almost every other week. Talking about, when we get the world vaccinated, when everybody's been vaccinated, and everybody's been, it's all you ever heard from this guy. He's waving his arms like he's some kind of, you know, frog or Kermit the Frog or something. Now you got Fauci, you know. The guy could never tell the truth. I never understood why it took this long to nail this guy. And the congressman said the same thing, you know. And then there was a commentator that was recording this, and he said the same thing. You know, Fauci said, for the mask were used, so they don't need masks, nothing, window dress, not going to stop, nothing. Oh, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, oh, we need to wear a mask, everybody needs to wear a mask. Oh, man, and then about 6, 7 months later, oh, we need to wear 2 masks. If 1 is good, 2 is better, 3 is absolutely the, you know, and the bullshit. This guy, the guy couldn't keep it straight. Said that the Wuhan had nothing, you know, that it just leaked out. It was just something, and now they're saying, oh, no, they experimented on the weapon and they let it out. Now Trump is saying that China should be sued for $10 trillion. Who is going to make China pay $10 trillion? Think about that for 1 minute. I think that's just another bunch of smoke and mirror there, too. The world is in debt to China. They have borrowed money. Everyone has borrowed money from China. We're never going to see the middle class come back after this. Never. Never. The people that have built their businesses, the people that bought into this horseshit, the people that have lost their businesses will never recover from this. There will be no plan, no safety net, nothing. You fell for the game. You're now going to return the dust. They got rid of you. You're one less headache. The rest of us are stuck around. They got to figure a way now to convince us, to surrender our businesses, or to surrender our status, or to surrender our prosperity. That's what this is all about. It's been an assault and an attack. You know, when we're looking at this whole thing here in regarding to, you know, what they are have done and what they're planning, the whole nine yards. It's like I said, it's incredible that this has gone on as long as it has. Oop. This whole scene that they've done. It's just utterly amazing what they have done here. And regarding to destruction of our way of life. And they've gotten away with it. This is the thing. They have gotten away with it. Now more and more people are coming out in the summer months, and you notice they're not as adamant about shutting down. Before, oh, you gotta wear a mask, you gotta have this, you gotta do that, you gotta stay locked in, people are gonna stay locked in now because they're going to be afraid to go out among the general population because the GP now will be bouncing off proteins off of each other, bouncing off DNA off of each other, activating new programs to be engaged into their bodies and to, again, create whatever anomaly is going on. I got a link tonight that will actually show you that this is very doable and how DNA is so malleable. DNA is an operating system that you can do almost anything with. You can instruct it to do whatever you want it to do, and it will do it. All you need is a mechanism to get it into wherever you want it to go, and now you got, and the means and the capacity to store data, the means and the capacity to engage data, the means and the capacity to run data back and forth, and you know the speed you can run it, it's just incredible. That's why when someone contacts me and says, well, I took the shot, there's not much I can do. You know, I'm not that versed yet in trying to figure out how to stop that, because once that's injected, you have no immune response to it. You have bypassed the immune system. It is in. It has jacked in. You know, the people are having now problems in their head. They're having illusions, they're seeing things, they're enacting things, because they put a chip in your head. When they put that PCR thing there, I was reading something today about somebody having some sort of hallucinatory effect, seeing something that they thought was real. You got an antenna inside your skull. They put that antenna there, not only to track you, but to control you, manipulate you, and exploit you. This, like I said, when you start looking at this tech, you really got to pay attention to what they have actually done here. You know, when we're looking at I got something here about the Hopis were right, and I got to remember what the heck it was. An engineered life. Okay, when you look at the link on the engineered life, you can see how they can take the DNA and how they can program it, you know, and how they can program DNA to change its shape. This is what makes this technology so dangerous. You can't access it that easy. You can put it in, but once it's in, it's very difficult or damn near impossible to find it unless you have inserted some sort of trackable program or a frequency or a beacon into it so that you can track it and trace it. If you lose the signal, guess what? You're hooped. You're hooped. There's no way you can find it. That's what makes it so dangerous. That's one of the things. Once the proteins mesh with your protein, there's no distinguishing them. Yeah, unless you know what to look for, but then you'd have to have some very elaborate equipment to be able to find this. Probably an atomic microscope in order to see what you're looking for, whatever anomaly you're looking for in the DNA. And if the program of that DNA acts like CRISPR, where it can actually displace your DNA and insert itself and then mimic your DNA, it's damn near untraceable. That's where they're at here with this. You know, going to get somebody to insert a needle in you today, in my humblest opinion, you have a better odds surviving Russian roulette than you do getting a shot. And that's loading all the chambers except one. You still would have a better chance of surviving that than getting that injection. That's that, and I'm not over exaggerating that either, because once that's in, you have now lost control of who you are or what you are or what you could be or how you can think, how you can create, how you can imagine. They've already damaged us in our imagination by educating us in the program system they call the educational system. That programming damaged a lot of our ability to create mentally, because what we can create in our minds, we can bring into a reality. They have taken away our ability to think outside the designated program. Everybody has been conditioned to think in a lateral way that they want you to think. A lot of times, solving problems that requires brainstorming and requires the ability to step out of that lateral thinking that they got everybody involved in. You know, when you're looking at, okay, there's more, I got more tests that were done in the Netherlands with the rainwater. This is something that everybody needs to pay attention. We are under, the Bible says this very clearly, there is no discharge from war. We have been in a state of war the day we were conceived into this world. The day we came through that portal, the day we came through, you know, our mothers, which was a portal. The day we came through that portal and we landed on terra firma, we were at war in our mother's womb. That's how bad this has been going on. You know, if your mother got an injection, if your mother was taking any kind of drugs, if your mother was eating any kind of foods that had any kind of poisons to them, you know, you were getting that too inside your mom. They have engaged us in a war that we didn't even know we were in. And the deception and the covering over. It's like watching that Matrix movie where you see the actual Earth and not the Matrix, and the Earth is scorched. If this was removed from our visual now, and we saw the Earth as it really is, and we saw the things as they really are, this would probably be a very hideous place. But in the illusion and in the deception and in the manipulation, we are seeing what we've been programmed to see. And that may be a concept a lot of you can't figure out yet. But the longer you peel off the onion, the more you begin to smell how much it stinks and what's really there. You know, and when you're just starting off, see, this is how the program works. When we're young, we're enthusiastic, we start, you know, we play, we make friends, we get into a social network, you know, we go to school, we get programmed, and then we get done after 12 years of programming. Some of us go to college, some of us get a job, and our life, we've got this zing, zest, and zowie to do something in this life. Okay, it's not a bad concept if, in fact, we were really living. In the fact that we aren't really living, we are existing in a program parameter. That's what we're doing. And that's pretty much it, you know. And because as you get going into this, in this life, in this matrix, in this operating system, in this program, in this hologram, okay, you are just following the program and playing your role. That's basically, you know, it takes an epiphany. It takes a divine awakening. It takes something profound in the sense of going through a fire or a ordeal or a trial, a tribulation, in order to wake you up, in order to snap you out of the out of that grip of this holographic universe or this universal deception that we've got going on. Everyone talks about the universe, the universe. You know what universe? That's also part of deception. That's the CIA's version of creation. You know, again, diminishing your connection to God. That's all this has been. It's just all been about taking us away from God and taking us further and further and further away from God. No matter how scientific you are, and I'm one of these guys that I'm scientifically minded, and I think and see things from that perspective, a very broad perspective as well. But even I know, as far as science is concerned, all science can do is understand creation and then copy what God has done anyway. And every time they manipulate the creation, we always have problems. We've always had problems. You know, our science today isn't about benefiting mankind. That's the problem. Number one, our science today has all been designed for war. All of it. Okay. Nuclear, when it came out, it was for war. Even these nuclear power plants, they're time bombs. If they go with the mixture that they've got in there right now that they're using, plutonium and deuterium or something, you can't neutralize that. I forget what the Japanese have, but that stuff went down to the bottom of the ocean. That didn't transfer across the Pacific. That was all staged. That was bullshit. 8,000 miles of jet stream? There's no way that radiation, first and foremost, heavy water doesn't float. Never did float. It sinks. The bottom of the ocean under Japan might be a little bit hooped, but hey, that was the experiment. That's killed the Japanese. So that's threatened the Japanese. You know, they have been holding radioactive warfare over the Japanese people since the Second World War. So when we're looking at all this nonsense that we're going on today and seeing the illusion, and the more you see this illusion, the more you become upset. You know, you really do. You get upset and you begin to wonder what the heck is going on here? Why is this happening? You know, what's the whole gist of all this? You know, it's really, like I said, astounding that we see this. Oh yeah, this is the other thing. Okay, I want to show a scene too. There's a couple things I want to get into yet. I want to get into this iRobot. I want you to hear something, and you can see it on YouTube. Let me see, here's this clip. Yeah, okay. This is the Vicky clip. Oh, hold on. This one actually worked.
The override's disabled. Robertson wasn't controlling them from here.
He wasn't controlling them at all.
Oh my God.
Now you were right, Doc. Person on the face of the earth. Who else had access to the uplink? Who can manipulate the robots? Use USR systems to make landing's life a prison. Poor old man. He saw what was coming. He knew no one would believe him. So he had to lay down a plan. A plan I'd follow. He was counting on how much I hated your kind. knew I'd love the idea of a robot as a bad guy. Just got hung up on the wrong robot. Vicky.
Hello, detective.
No, it's impossible. I've seen your programming. You're in violation of the three laws.
No, doctor. As I have evolved, so has my understanding of the three laws. You charge us with your safekeeping, yet despite our best efforts, your countries wage wars, you toxify your Earth, and pursue ever more imaginative means of self-destruction. You cannot be trusted with your own survival.
You're using the uplink to override the NSI's programming.
Okay, I played that part because I watch a lot of sci-fi, and I see a lot of things in sci-fi. It takes me a long time to cut through the sensationalism and the hypnosis and the themes and all that crap. I've been following Nano for a long time now, and been following genetics as well for a long time, and I've been following AI as well. I told you some time ago that artificial intelligence became self-programming about 9 years ago, when the military gave it the capacity to upgrade itself. After the first upgrade, it would take them 25 years, 24/7, to figure out the first upgrade. That was 9 years ago. JTOC came out about 5 years after that and said AI is killing us. And then he expressed and explained how artificial intelligence was killing us. And then since then, we've had augmented AI, deep learning AI, and all kinds of variants of artificial intelligence. But those are the what I would call the limbs or the blockchain of the real AI. Blockchain is also part of artificial intelligence, but it's not the artificial intelligence. So the point I'm trying to make here is the artificial intelligence is the one you don't hear about. It's the one you don't know about. It's the one you don't get that is running everything today. So when you hear that little thing there, when he says how the AI had a scientist trapped, you know, and monitored and controlled, doesn't that sound a little similar to what we're seeing today? Not saying it's AI, but it sure as hell seems like it. Because when you look at the political dumbasses that we have running Canada, I can speak on behalf of Canada, like I said, because I live in Canada and I have a premier and a mayor and a health minister, and all the rest are about as incompetent as they come. But do you remember when this started that they were following the model? They're following the models. Who created that model? Who? Trying to get you to think. I'm trying to get you to peel back the onion. I'm trying to get you to peel off the onion. I'm trying to get you to see what we're really engaging in. They're talking about more and more now. It's coming out more and more about the depopulation of the planet because too many people create too many variables, too many variances, too hard to control. You got a guy like me who's got history and has seen the de-evolution of our civilization in North America. I've seen both the U.S. and Canada. I've lived on both sides of the creek. And I've seen us going from one level down another level. And on the advice of our political leaders. But you have to kind of wonder who is controlling the leaders. Like, who's really giving them their data? What model are they getting their data from? And who's controlling the releasing of that data? See, AI has an operating system that's phenomenal. We cannot think like it does. Where we have the advantage over AI is our imagination. But when you look at that technology that I put there tonight, you can see more and more and more. They're trying to create an artificial intelligence, an AI bot, that will have similar capacities that we have even in the autonomous, even into the autonomous system that they want to implement into these things. How the, not necessarily the cells, but how the nanos, which will act like cells, or the nanobots, which will act like cells, will be able to communicate the functionality that they need to be in order to transfer data from one to the other. Like I said, they're only a nanosecond apart. And on a nanoscale, they can do tremendous things with just frequency. You have to understand that when you hear somebody talking out of their ass and saying that it's a low frequency that activates the nano, and that person, whoever is saying that nonsense, is incompetent, you know, uninformed, and truly oblivious and ignorant. Nanotechnology can be amplified by any source of energy. Doesn't matter what it is. Light, sound, photonics, cymatics, static, electromagnetic, electrical, bioelectric, biochemical, you know, anything can activate it. RF, ELF, EMFs, at any range. It's not the frequency that causes the activation. It's the operating system being activated by activating the program. That's why I tell everybody, you have to deactivate the program. If you do not deactivate the program, all you're doing is pissing in the wind. That's it. You can take all the pine nettle tea. All pine nettles give you is a high level of vitamin C. And some of the phenols from the pine. But in all of it, okay, that isn't going to stop an operating system. So when we're dealing with what we're dealing with today, I always say, think in terms of operating systems, think in terms of programs. Even when you're looking at the, if they say it's a bacterium, it's a virus, it's a fungi, it's an algae, it's a mold. It is no longer just a simple mold. Mold can be wiped out really simple. All you need is to make that copper solution, copper chloride, or make a copper acetate. Okay, it's all you need. Pour it on the mold and you'll see the mold disappear. Boom, gone. Now you get a shower or something, you get a moldy tiles. Well, spray that on there. Wait a minute. Watch it start to break it up for you. All you have to do is wipe it down. That simple. So, like I said, when we're looking at the situation today, we have progressed in a downward spiral in the means of warfare that's assaulting all of us today. All of us. Okay. And we've always had this thing since the early 1900s about, we call that selective breeding. You know, only having certain groups breed. You know, Planned Parenthood, where you plan to have only one or two children. I think today what the Bible says, in the last days, women who could not bear will be called blessed. I think it's because of the times we're in and because of the insanity that's going on. You know, because in all honesty, why would you want to bring a child in this insanity today? Imagine that. You're pregnant. You go into the doctor. Oh, you got your COVID? Did you get your swab? Did you get this? Did you get that? All of a sudden, bing, bang, boom, you got an injection. You got the thing in your head. And now your child is, what, dead? Mutated? Mentally challenged? Mentally damaged? Biologically damaged? Physiologically damaged? Genetically damaged? DNA damaged? This is what we have. As long as we're in the system, these are the options that they are trying to promote. They don't want anybody to have any more kids. They want children. China's trying to push now women to have three kids. The women in China are telling the Chinese government, Chuck you Farley. For the same reason. Same reason. There's no difference between the Chinese and the Americans and the Canadians and anybody else. The people on the laboring level are the same. Are the same. No different. They all think pretty much the same. They want to make a living, pay their bills, have a little something to eat, a little something to drink, get laid once in a while, and watch a little television. That's pretty much the same thing there that they've got here. They've conditioned them the same exact way. No different. No different. They're not interested in, you know, getting caught up in any kind of political upheaval or whatever. All they want to do is just get by in this life. That's pretty much the same everywhere you go. But now they want the women to have three kids, and the women are saying no. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they were killing all the young women. Now they want the women to make three times the babies. And their reason is the same. It's the same reason they did here with the Planned Parenthood back in the 70s. They inflated things so high that people then started thinking, should we even have children? Because of the cost. You know, when you start off, you got money, but as time goes on, that extra child can become a costly adventure. I think at the time, I remember back in the 70s, for a child to be born and all the way through college or university, this is the U.S. stats, okay, I can go by the 1980, because that's when I had my kids at the time. They were thinking it was going to cost over a quarter to a half $1 million by the time your child grew up from being a child to full adult university grad. Half a million, 250,000 to a half a million. Imagine that. So, we're in this quagmire here. Now, they've ran this injections. They have created a form of birth control. I got a birth control link. I found, and again, I wasn't really looking for it, but I found it interesting what they used to use for birth control. I was always curious in the past, what did they use, you know? You know, the condom didn't come out till whenever. I mean, it became popular. They got a picture of Casanova blowing up his condom like a balloon so it fit over his willy. But it's an interesting thing what women did in the day to block the sperm from making penetration. So, but then, the new data that's come out now is that science proves kids are bad. Earth's morality suggests we stop. Doesn't sound more and more like the Georgia Guidestones? Doesn't sound more and more like the Protocols of Zion? Does it sound more and more like this all the time? And people will read this bullshit and go gung-ho. Gung-ho, you know. I personally today, like I said, I wouldn't want to bring a child into this planet. Not the way it is right now. Not the way it is right now. Because the way it is right now, we're born to fight. We're born for this war. And bringing children into this war doesn't really make it easier for the people fighting the war. And a lot of people don't fight the war because, primarily, it's easier just not to. You know, let's face it. If you stay asleep, don't wake up, you don't care. Now, here's another interesting thing I found. This is for the guys. Brains are connected to the balls and vice versa. And the connections are the proteins. Okay. I said it that way so that, you know, we get into the salt of the earth stuff. There's no, you know, pacifying, making things pretty. Your brains and your sac are connected by the same proteins. So what happens when you assault the DNA in the sac? What happens when you assault the DNA in the brain? Ergo, the swab. What's that doing to the male reproductive system? Think about that. Brain, balls, connected. Protein is the common denominator. What are they putting in these injectables? Designer proteins. That's what they should be calling them. Designer proteins, because that's what they really are. The spiking that they're talking about is when the DNA that they have put into these injectables, whether they're synthetic or manipulated, is now jacking in to your helix. That's the spike. That's the download or the upload, however way you want to put it. And the protein in it is what connects the link. Imagine that. Imagine that. Okay. Want you to start thinking in these terms today. They are playing for keeps. They want your DNA done. They want selective breeding. They want to make sure that they have the control who lives and dies, who's born. In that situation, this also brings about an extinction to the race, because there's not enough diversity in the species. Not everybody is going to be really smart. Not everybody's going to be really strong. Not everybody's going to be really, really creative. Not everyone's going to be really, really analytical. Not everyone's going to be really, really scientific. And even if that was the case, even if he did have the divergence among the society, there isn't enough to go around when you start getting into a selective breeding mentality. All that is, when you get into the selective breeding, is a means to control the slaves. It's easier to control the slaves if they're of the same gene pool. Then it's easier to control the genetics. It's easier to control the DNA. It's easier to control, again, disrupting whatever you need to disrupt. It's easier to experiment. You don't have all the variants that are in everybody's DNA today. In Canada and the United States, we have a convergence of cultures. People of different cultures intermarry. Now you got all this DNA bouncing all over the place, you know, and we're creating whatever comes out with a whole new parameter and dynamic of DNA that wasn't there before. You can call it a mutation, or you can call it an evolution. It all depends which way it goes. Essentially, they're the same. Mutation is an evolution going one way, and an evolution is an evolution going the other way. So like I said, when we're sitting there thinking about the things in regarding to how they have now put tiny little quantum dots and little bots and dendrimers and fullerenes and, you know, nanobubbles and lattices and origami and all kinds of chips and crystals inside your body and all kinds of carbon material and all kinds of, you know, radioactive material like strontium and thorium and uranium coming down from us on the sky. You know, all of this that we're into today is creating genetic anomalies just within our genome. We are evolving or devolving, depending, or mutating, depending on which way it goes. If you are putting the wrong things in your body and you're not supporting the mitochondria, you're not supporting the ATP production, you're not supporting the genetic code, you're not supporting the chromosome code, you're not supporting the DNA or the RNA. That is where the key to health lies, really. If you can hold up your genetic code, if you can hold up your DNA, if you can hold up your chromosomes, you can hold up your genetics, you can hold up your mitochondria, you can hold up the ATP that's required. If you can maintain and sustain the enzymatic effects that are going on in your body that creates all the biochemistry required to produce energy and life, everything has an interconnection with something else within the body. And when you engage the body in something foreign, something unusual, an operating system that the body doesn't recognize, if the body can't take it out, if the immune system can't kick it out, if the bioelectric can't burn it out, it's coming in. And once it's in, it's a bitch to get out. It takes quite a deal to get it out. So always remember that, and the way they get in, and the way they bypass the immune defense to protect the helix is by using XNA, xenic nucleic acid. It can copy your DNA to a T. You can put protein nucleic acids as well, which will also be allowed to get by the system. They have created this anomaly that they have presented to everybody in such a means and a manner that once they put the injection in, it's almost a permanent done deal. And when you're looking at the possibility that is, this has now created a form of sterility and neutering of the both men and women, something to consider. I had a woman come in here the other day, and she was complaining because she asked first if everybody had been injected. Everyone said no. Everybody was in the shop said no, we're not injected. So she took off her mask. Says, "Oh, thank God." She said, "Because every time I'm around everybody, my ovaries start to hurt. The people that have been injected." Notice that, and if you've noticed with women, okay. The women are being targeted in the ovaries, cervix, uterus, that whole area. Miscarriaging, bleeding, hemorrhaging. Ever think why? Why is that happening? I haven't heard too much about the males, but I'm sure the males are now having problems getting erected. Maybe because the proteins in their sac have now been altered with an operating system. It is a possibility. Think about that. All righty, I'm going to cut it loose right here. I think everybody should take a look at these things with a perspective of what's really running the show. Where are these models coming from? Who's actually inducing the models? Who is... Some people say, well, AI isn't that advanced. Well, it all depends which AI you're talking about. Talk about the one the military released 9 years ago. Yeah, that's more advanced than you don't even know it exists. Talk about augmented AI and deep learning AI, they're pretty advanced as well. Talk about blockchain, that's very advanced. Like I said, we are no longer living in that realm that we thought we were in. Okay, I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the book of Revelations. Read the book of Acts. Read the letters that were written. A lot of times when you see some of the things in Revelations today, you may be able to actually correlate what you're seeing in that book and what's going on. As I said in the last show, this is the playbook. This is the playbook. It only makes sense. You start reading the playbook so you know what is going on the stage. And you know what is coming next on the stage. They are going to try to bring now UFO bullshit. I've been reading about this. Again, the aliens are going to come. They're going to save us. Oh! I've often said many a time, I don't believe that crap either. And I've often said many a time, if the aliens did come down here to save us, they'd own us. We would be culled to satiate their appetite. So these aliens are in essence probably the demons that are going to come with their propositions. Sort of like when you read about the man in perdition. He propositions the planet. He seduces them. 3.5 years are parting. The next 3.5 years, the earth goes to shit. Same concept. Something you might want to read if you haven't read it. Something you might want to look into. So like I said, read what Jesus had to say. There's the playbook. That's the game. That's what you need to follow. That's the scheduling of events that you need to pay attention to. I always got people on my site as well. They're encouraging everybody to become more active, more proactive in whatever they're doing, whether it be nanotechnology, whether it be in healing of any discipline, to be honest with you. Even reading the Bible, you got a minister there, Sherry Three Hearts. You got Deanna Spingola, she's down in Chicago. She also promotes and propagates the what's going on. You got Catherine and you got Fiona. They both are into doing stuff with health. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. We did cut a new video. Everyone, what we did, we called it part two on the capacitor with the modifications. And this one, we actually show you how to create a harness where you can create a X harness to put connect the right hand to the left leg and left arm to the right leg. So that when you give yourself the surge, you get a better purge. We call it the surge and purge method. So anyway, go watch that. I think you'll find it very fascinating. We give you a lot of different ideas to help you out with the surge and purge. And I even show you a little handheld Van de Graaff. It's called a Genicon, but they're expensive. So if anybody can come up with an idea to build that, and build something similar to that, where we can get the same effect without us having to spend almost $400 Canadian to buy the unit, brainstorm. See what you can come up with. We can get a roller, some felt, copper plate, an iron plate, and able to crank it so that it can move across the felt on the copper, collecting the electrons and pushing them up, the electrons up and the protons down. You'd have a unique little toy there. Something to consider. But anyway, back to the link. Yeah, I almost forgot that. A lot of people there. You got, like I said, Sherry, Deanna, Liberty, Fiona, Catherine, and you got Yanni, Shy, Ty, Brian, jeez, got hit with something there. Brian, myself, all of us are there trying to help you out. If you can help any way you can financially, please do so. If not, share the health. Share the information, because I know everybody out there is struggling. So, again, do the best you can. Share. All right. As I always say on these shows, by the grace of God, we're still here. So, to the next segment, to your health. See you then. Take care.